It has been called the birthplace of presidents, and once again, Virginia will play a critical role in the election of the next president.
People ask me, well, what would you do to get the economy going? I say, well, look at what the president's done, and do the opposite.
That's Mitt Romney. He and President Obama both have been campaigning in Northern Virginia. And joining us live this morning is Mike Allen, chief White House correspondent for Politico. Mike, is Virginia still up in the air for the election?
Guys, if there's any state in the nation, any one of the 50 states, that if you told me the outcome in that state, I could tell you the outcome of the election, it would be battleground Virginia.
Really? Why is that, Mike?
Partly because of demographics. We're having more and more people who move into the state, and some of the factors that the Obama campaign looks for when they're trying to decide states where there would be a lot of people that would be Obama voters if they could be registered. They look for younger voters. They look for minority voters. And they look for transient voters, transplant, people who've moved in recently and maybe aren't registered. Well, Virginia, especially Northern Virginia, which is the swing area of this swing state, is loaded with people exactly like that. So Democrats can't take the state for granted, as they found out in the last election. In the last couple of years, we've gotten a Virginia governor. Three Democrats have lost their House seats in Virginia. But the Obama campaign thinks it looks like very promising territory for a repeat of President Obama's surprising win in 2008, given the state's very red history. It looks like we're now purple for good. Politico's Jonathan Martin and Alex Burns talked to the Obama campaign manager, Jim Messina. He said that it looks like Virginia is going to be one of the swingiest of the swing states for years to come.
Is Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell still on the short list for a possible running mate for Mitt Romney?
Well, he is, and if it weren't for any other reason, it would be exactly because we've talked about it. I think there's going to be a number of people, like our Virginia governor, who are going to stay on the bubble. That includes Senator Marco Rubio of Florida. They may not eventually get it, but the Romney campaign is going to love the publicity that comes from having them in the mix. So you mentioned the Romney event that he just had in Virginia. On Saturday, when President Obama does the formal kickoff of his campaign, his first real campaign rallies, one of them is going to be in Richmond, Virginia, also Columbus, Ohio, at the Ohio State University. So that tells you something about those two states. And also Romney is going to give a big speech aimed at conservatives out at Liberty University in Lynchburg. And we're already seeing the ad war in the state, both sides very much also on the air. And can you believe this? The Obama campaign just opened its 13th field office just in Virginia, and the Romney campaign hopes to have a dozen field offices open within a month.
All right, Mike Allen, chief White House correspondent for Politico. Thanks, Mike.